Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Irvin Daf Nun Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 10 lines from the top of Daf Nun Beis. You will notice a Mishnah. Before we begin the Mishnah, let us glance at the side, taking advantage of one of the features of the Gemara markings Shas Ozer, the topic heading that you see listed as a nosei in the margin, the nosei being the topic heading, where we have written the following: Mi sheyeshlo shnei botim, someone who owns two houses, ubeinehem shnei tchumei Shabbos, and the distance between them would be up to two tchumin, which would mean each tchum is a unit of 2,000 amos, so it would be 4,000 amos between the two houses, not more than that. The yotza laderech, and a person started on Friday to go to that home, to the second home, the hichziro chaviro, and his friend said, come back. In other words, don't go on the trip. And the fellow who had started on his trip came back. Efo nechshav mokom shvisoso. Where is this person's Shabbos location to be considered? The heading that we have on the side includes the following. She'ilas mafteach. We have the key question. Ma tzorich kedei lahatiroi lahagia lebeiso. What is necessary for the halacha to allow this person to go to his home on Shabbos? In other words, we're talking about that he would be able to walk a distance of up till 4,000 amos on Shabbos. Klomar ech nitan lahachshiv mokoim shvisoso beemza. How can we consider his Mokom Shvisa, his Shabbos location, to be at a midpoint between where he currently is and his house in the second community, 4,000 amos away? What is necessary? So, one possibility, Shiyachsik Baderech, that he needed to start on the journey. Number base, a second element, amira, some type of statement. Lekamon shnei lishonos barashi lahasbir nyanzeh. On this daf, on daf nun base, there will be two versions presented in the Rashi to explain this point of amira. In presenting our daf shir itself, in all probability, we won't elaborate on the two Lashonos, and Rashi will be choosing one of the two Lashonos, but it's important to be aware that there are two approaches to explaining the entire Gemara. And we have a note, He'ora, Yesh Shnei Lashonos Barashi, Behesber Shnei Inyonim. There are two versions in the Rashi to explain two issues. Mahu Pirusha Shel Lomar. We will see the expression lomar, to speak, to say, in the Gemara. And the question is, who is saying? What is being said? And number two, lomar ulahachzik baderech. The two elements, do you need both of them? A statement of intent plus starting on the trip. Lefi mi bo ishnehem. We will have a couple of opinions in the Gemara, several Tanaic opinions, and the question is, according to which one of the opinions are both elements necessary in order to establish your Shabbos location at that midpoint. We have included on the side of our Shas Ozer Roman numerals 1 and 2. These are the two Lishnos in Rashi that we were referring to. We will, in all likelihood, when we get into the Gemara itself, we will, in all likelihood, be choosing the second version of Rashi, being that that's the one that he clearly prefers in presenting the Sukkia. That would be the Roman numeral number 2. Let us now turn to the Mishnah. There is a diagram in the Pirush Chai on page, diagram 61 on page 98, the lower part of the page, where you can see two cities and a house in each city, and an indication that there is a distance of 2,000 amos reaching a midpoint, and the two cities from one to the next are within fourth, it says Pachos me'arbas alofim, within 4,000 amos. You see in the diagram figures where one is saying to the other, Kar Shom, it's cold over there. In other words, don't go. Now the Mishnah. And it should be obvious that this whole scenario is taking place on Friday, because that's the time at which it's necessary to establish your Shabbos location. And here we're trying to clarify, where is his Shabbos location? So the Mishnah, Mishi Otsa Leilich Be'ir Shema Arvin Law, a person who started on Friday on a trip to a city that could be reached with an Eruv. In other words, if a person had formally placed an Eruv Tchumen, a portion of food at that midpoint, so that would have established his Shabbos location, but he didn't do that. He started on a trip, though, to a city that in theory could have been reached using an Eruv. V'chziro Chavero, and his friend said, returned him, called him back. Hu mutu leilech, he is allowed to continue on Shabbos to go to that second city. The whole b'nei ho'ir asurin divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the rest of the townspeople cannot go. Rabbi Meir Omer kol shu yochol la'arev velo irev hare hu chamer gomel, anyone who could have made an eruv and didn't, he becomes a chamor gomel. Now, chamor gomel is an expression that we've seen several times in the past, but it basically means he is restricted to the middle area, which, just for the sake of review, if he had not made an eruv whatsoever, so he would have had 2,000 amos in all directions of the initial community. That would mean that if you're looking at the diagram, so he would have, in addition to going to the left 2,000 amos, he could go to the right 2,000 amos. If he had made an Eruv, he would have been able to go, in the diagram, he would have been able to go to the left, not just 2,000 amos, but 4,000 amos. So the classification as Chamor Gomel will say, he cannot go to the right of the city, even one step outside the city, because maybe his location is really 4,000 amos in the left direction. Nor can he go the full 4,000 amos to the left of the city, because maybe he is not considered at that midpoint, and his maximum distance is only 2,000 amos to the left of the city. But under all circumstances, he has those 2,000 amos. We call them the middle 2,000 amos to the left of the city. That would be the Chamor Gomel. The Gemara continues. My shno ihu u my shno inhu. What is the difference between the person who started on the journey, but he was recalled, so that when Shabbos began, he was in the same city as the rest of those townsfolk, and yet he is allowed to go, and according, of course, to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, and the rest of the townsfolk are not allowed to go to that second city. Omar Rav Huna, Hocha b'mayaskinon, kagon sheyesh lo shnei botim. So Rav Huna explains that Hocha b'mayaskinon, here we are speaking about a case of a person that has two houses, each house in one of these cities. Uveneim shnei tchumei Shabbos. And the distance between the two houses would be the equivalent of the distance of two tchumin. Each tchum is 2,000 amos, so it's an up to 4,000 amos between the two houses. Ihu kevon de nofak le l'urcha havi le oni. The person who started on the trip, he has the din of an oni. It's a legal classification, meaning an oni literally is someone who is impoverished. He is someone that has the option of establishing an eruv even without the use of bread or without the use of food. He is someone that that legally could establish his eruv, we say by regel or through a statement, and as a result of that, he has the an eruv ability even without the food. The honey, the people from the original town that didn't start on any journey, so they don't have the din of an oni. Therefore, ashiri ninu. They are classified as ashirim, literally wealthy. However, the halachic status, as we've discussed in previous shiurim, the halachic status of an ashir is someone that cannot rely on just a mere statement, but he would use bread. He would use food in order to establish his eruv. And they didn't do anything of the sort. Hence, they are restricted to the tchum of their initial community. The Gemara continues with a Tanaic source that supports this point, that we are talking about someone that has two houses between one in each one of these cities, with a distance of two tchumei Shabbos between them. Tanyo nami hochi. Mi sheyeshlo shnei botim, someone who has two homes, ubineim shnei tchumei Shabbos, and he has there's a distance of two tchum Shabbos between the two places. Kevon shehichsik baderech kona eruv, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. By virtue of the fact that he started his trip, he establishes an eruv. The Rashi adds very importantly, Kevon shehichsik baderech kona eruv, af im lo omar shvisasi b'sof atchum v'chozar. Even if he didn't say, I want my shvisa to be at the edge of my tchum, at the end of the 2,000 amah mark, and he returned back to the first place. Even so, once he started the journey, that establishes his shvisa at that midpoint. Yeser al kein, Omar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, afilu motzoi chavero, vi omar loi lim po, eis chamahu eis tzinahu. And he said, "Limpo is stay here. It's hot. In other words, it's not suitable to make the journey, or it's cold. Nevertheless, lamochor mashkim v'holech. The next day, he can get up and go to that to his second home." The Rashi says, "Yeser al kein afilu lo hichsik baderech elo omar lotzeis." Even if he didn't actually start the journey, but he indicated he plans to take the trip, to walk to the other, to his second house. V'chziru chavero v'yomar lin po, and his friend said, come back. Nevertheless, we see Rabbi Yosi Buda being mekil. As we go on in the Gemara, we have we have the structure to pay attention to, and you'll notice that we have triangles that highlight the names Rabbo and Rav Yosef. Bearing in mind, as one views this sukkah, you should be aware that there are two versions in Rashi in how to present the entire Gemara. As indicated earlier, we're going to be focusing on only the second approach found in the Rashi, the Roman numeral number 2 explanation. So, you see, Omar Rabo, Loimar, the need for some type of verbal remark, Kulei Almo Loipligi Ditzorach. Kulei Almo is a reference to the two Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, that you need to have some type of verbal comment. Ki pligi lahachsik. The machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, involves the issue of the need for being machsik baderech. So that, before we go further, we just go on to the next day of Rabbi Yosef Omar. Before we go further, meaning in explaining what was just said, let's just see Rav Yosef also. Rav Yosef Omar, Lahachsik Kulei Alma Lo Pligi Ditzorech. As far as Rav Yosef is concerned, everyone agrees. That means Rav Yuda and Rav Yossi Buda agree that there is a need to have started on the journey. Ki Pligi Lomar, the Machlokis will come up regarding the need for a statement. Before going further in the Rashi, which we intend to look at, let us take a look at the side of the Gemara, where we've provided an outline of what one would expect to see in the Rashi. As we indicated, there are two versions, and we have Roman numerals number 1 and 2 a little bit higher up on in the Rashi. On the side, that is, of our page, you can see we have a Roman numeral number 1 and 2 opposite the word Lomar. And since we're going to be looking at the second version of Rashi, Lomar is, the Roman number 2 is Hu Atzmo, the traveler. The need for the traveler to make some type of comment is going to be the issue of Lomar. And when we skip down to the Roman numeral number 2 near Rabbo's name, you see Rabbo on the side of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda boy Shnehem. That means that according to Rabbo, the Tano, Rabbi Yehuda, requires both the person himself to make the statement, and the statement we will see that Rashi explains is that I want my shvisa to be at the edge of my tchum. In other words, a statement to that effect is necessary. So Rabbi Yehuda requires that, and in addition to that, he requires that the person started on the journey. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Sagi Bechad, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, one is enough, and that is Lomar, just to make a comment that the traveler should make the comment, I want my shvisa to be at the edge of my tchum. With that, he can then, on Shabbos day, go all the way to the second community. Rav Yosef, on the other hand, says, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, similar to Rabbo, boy Shnehem. However, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says one is enough, and his one is Hichzik, to start the journey without any need for some type of verbal declaration that I want my tchum to be established at the edge of the 2,000 amma mark. To appreciate this, what we will do is we'll look in Rashi. Let us try to find the location. We're looking at the wide lines of the Rashi. There is at the right-hand side of the Rashi text, a Roman numeral number 2. If you skim across into the Rashi text, there's a comment, an abbreviated Lamed Aleph, Lishna Achrina, which we squiggle underline, which means a second version on the heels of the previous version, the Roman number 1 presentation Rashi made. He says, Velo Shamativ, I didn't hear this, I don't have this as my tradition, but in light of questions that Rashi poses on the first version. So he presents the following. So let's continue reading in the Rashi, noting the we have diamonds around Rabbah and Rav Yosef, and triangles around the expressions of where there's a discussion, there's a comment whether there's a machloikis or not, ki kulam lo pligi or ki pligi. So Rabbah's version of the machlokis tanoim, and then Rav Yosef's version. So the Rashi goes on, Omar Rabbah lomar shvisasi betoich hatchum kulam lo pligi ditzorech ze hachozer lomar kain. For the traveler, the chozer, the one who returned, everyone agrees, all the Tanoim will agree, that he would have to make a comment that I want my shvisa to be at the edge of my tchum. V'chipligi Rabbi Yosi vaso kuli, and that which Rabbi Yosi comes to be mekel, achazoka polig, the need to having started the journey. Dishamei the Rebbe Yehuda, the Amar Hirsik, where Rav Yosi Rebbe Yehuda had heard Rav Yehuda who preceded him saying that it's necessary for him to, for the traveler to have started on his journey. Also Ihu Lameima, Rav Yosi would come along and say, Afilu Motso Chavero, Sheyoroitzel Achzik Velohi Nicho, even in the event that his friend caught him, so to speak, seeing him wanting to start the journey, didn't let him start the journey, Kona Eruv, the Eruv takes effect, Uvavach Yomar Shvisosi L'Sham, provided that the person who wanted to go on the journey made a verbal declaration that I want my Shvisa to be at that midpoint. The fact that he merely wanted to start a journey, that's enough. And that may classify him as an oni, and with that classification, his verbal declaration has halachic significance, namely shvisasi l'sham. Rav Yosef Omar, lahachzik lo pligi devadai chazoka bo'inon. According to Rav Yosef, there's no machlok. According to Rav Yosef's version, there is no machlokis concerning lahachzik di lo hichzik lo havi oni. There is a need for him to have started on the journey. Ki pligi lomar, the machloikis is there a need for a verbal declaration? Rebuda boy shioma shivisosi l'sham. Rebuda does require that as well. The aresha demasnisin koi, the point here is a reference to that which was presented on daf mem tesomit beis. The Porish Bo V'Omar Shvisasi Bikora, where the Mishnah had mentioned that it's necessary for a person to say, I want my Shvisa to be at the trunk of the tree. V'lo Itzturich L'mahadir Misne B'Seifa, and hence there's no need for this to be restated in our Mishnah. V'Osir Rabbi Yosi L'meimar Afilu Lomar Midi, even if he doesn't make a verbal declaration, Koni, Hoyo V'Hichzik, he does acquire his Shvisa at that midpoint since he started on the trip. The Gilui Daito Kaniyahi, his Gilui Das, his revelation by action, namely starting on the trip, is a Kaniyah, is a means of acquisition. Let us now turn back to the Gemara. We have a new geometric form. The bow tie shape. And we've noted on the side of the Gemara where the bow tie appears, Shnei She'elos Shel Keman Azla. We'll have two questions that have as their common thread according to whom is what is going to be said. So we continue now in the Gemara. Keman Azla Hodama Ula. Ula says the following. We want to know according to whom is Ula's comment. And just note that at the end of the line we're going to be encountering a bracketed section which we'll skip. It's a line skip, but it makes the reading easier. So the Gemara asks, according to whom does Ula's comment, namely, Mi shehichzik baderech v'chaveroi chaveroi, Afalpi shemuchzar muchzak. Someone who started on the journey and was drawn back. That's hechziru chavero. He nevertheless gains the eruv. He gains his relocation, his shvisa. So keman. The question is, according to whom is this? Now, before we answer that question, first of all, there's a bracketed section which has a language problem, and that's why we put it in brackets, and the Gemara corrects itself, as is very common. So in the let's read the line again with the brackets. So we said Ula says Mishichzik Baderch Vechziro Chavero Hare Hu Muchzar Umuchzak. Behold, he is returned and he's Muchzak, he's on the journey. Well, I Muchzar Lomo Muchzak. If he's been returned, so how do you say that he's on the journey? Vi Muchzak. And if he's on the journey, then Lomo Muchzak. Then how do you explain him as being returned? Ochi Komar. What Ula really is saying is Afopisha Muchzar, even though he has returned, Muchzak, he has the status of being someone on the journey. Come on, according to whom is this statement? So now, before we can analyze this, we also have to explain it in light of we have the two Lishonos that we made reference to in the Rashi. So let's glance at the Rashi, four lines from the bottom, Ulalishna Basra, where you see the squiggle underline Rashi, Ulalishna Basra Hochi Pirusha. According to the second version, and that's the one we were using, the following is the explanation. Keman az lahodu ula, according to whom is that which Ula says, the lo boi lameimar shvisosi b'mokoim ploni. What Ula was saying was someone that started on the journey and he doesn't utter or doesn't issue a verbal declaration that I want my shvisa to be at such and such a place. The ko'omar afopisha muchzar, the expression of the Gemara of Ula was, even though he has been returned, restored, the mashma legamri, it's completely like he originally was. So that indicates that there was never a comment made. All that happened was a person started on a journey, and that's enough to establish his mokum shvis at that midpoint. So that the answer to that is, Rashi says what the Gemara is going to say, and that is Rav Yosef, Alib de Rav Yosef Rebuta, the Amar Lobo Inon Lomar. This is in accordance with Rav Yosef's version of Rav Yosef Rebuta, that all that is necessary is Hichzik. And that's what you can see in the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, in answer to the question of Keman, that all that is necessary is the starting of the journey and no verbal declaration of, I want my shvisa to be at that midpoint. That is Kirav Yosef, Valiba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Without going over the entire Gemara again, we can draw your attention to our chart on the side, in other words, where we have the outline of the Gemara that we already read. All you do is you skip to you see Roman numeral number 2, and you skim down to where Rav Yosef appears. And under Rav Yosef, you'll notice that Rav Yosef Yehuda says, Sagi Bechad, all that is necessary is one element, and that is Hichzik. And that's what Ula was just saying. So Ula's statement is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi's presentation of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. We continue with another case. Again, the question will be Keman Azla, and to appreciate that, the Gemara is not going to use exactly those words, but at the top of Omid Beis, you see at the beginning of the line, Keman, according to whom is this? So let's see the case. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishtisa, Aisi le Kalkola de Peri, the Rav Noson bar Oshaya. Rav Yehuda brought a basket of fruits to Rav Noson. And this again is a story that's taking place on Friday, and the issue is can the traveler get to a second location? So he says, Kiava Ozil. Shavki Adenoches Darga, as Rabbi Yehuda, who was the traveler in this case, as he started on his journey, so Rabbi Nosson remained silent. Hashavki means he let him be, ad nochis dargo, until he took a step down. In other words, he was on a ladder, or he was going down a staircase from wherever Rav Nosson had been located. So Rav Yehuda, in attempting to return home, took a step down the staircase, the dargo. Omar lay, and after the traveler, namely Rav Yehuda, started on his journey, so to speak, by stepping down the ladder, the host, or the recipient of the fruits, Rav Nosson, he says, bis hocha, bis means stay overnight, stay here. And this is all on Friday. Lomachar, the next day on Shabbos, kodim v'ozio. He goes on his trip back home. Keman. So the question is, according to whom? This, we're at the top of Omid Beis. And here we have the need to look at Rashi. And we're looking at the fourth line from the second line, the top line, you can see Ulelishna Achrina Hochi Garsinon. Keman. Desagi lei b'hochi. According to whom is this enough? The idea of being machzik. V'afogav d'lomar shvisosi b'mokom ploni. Even though in this story you don't see him saying that I want my shvisa to be at that midpoint. So according to whom is this enough? So Kerav Yosef li Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Gemara will answer this and say this is in accordance with Rabbi Yosef's version of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That would be the attempt of the Gemara, that all that is necessary is starting the journey without any need for a verbal declaration. The Gemara will then reject that and say, lo kirabo ve'aliva de Rabbi Yehuda, that really this story has more to it than that which we see in its in accordance with Rabbo's version of Rabbi Yehuda. So we can first read that in the Gemara, but we need to explain that further. So let's just rereading these words in the Gemara on the top line. After the Gemara asks, Keman, the Gemara suggests, Kirav Yosef, the Aliba, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, is this in fact the idea of Hichsik without Lomar, is this not in fact in accordance with Rabbi Yosef's version of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, in this story, what seemed to be the case was that there was the attempt of the traveler to start on his journey by going down a step. There seemed to be no verbal declarations, and that was enough to enable him the next day to go back to his original location. The Gemara then says, no, loy, rather karab of Libra Behuda. This story takes place in accordance with Rabbo's version of Behuda, which really says you need to have both a statement and the starting on the journey. But as we read the Gemara, we didn't see that. So we need to explain how can the Gemara give this answer. So let's take a look at the Rashi. Yes. And we're looking at the Rashi. Four lines from the top in the Rashi where V'hochi Pirusho appears. Keman Have, according to whom was this story? With Rav Nosson, who received the fruits, and Rabbi Yehuda, who was the traveler, Rabbi Yehuda going back home. Keman have, Rav Yosef libra Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the low boy elo lahasik, by nami hichsik v'lo omar. And the story seemed to be a case of hichsik without any statement. Umeshani lo. And then the Gemara says, not so. The omar askinon. Really, there was a verbal statement. There was a declaration. Ucharabo libra Rabbi Yehuda, the boy tarti. And it was in accordance with Rabbo and his version of Rabbi Yehuda that requires both. So what we see here really is the Gemara was terse and left out that element, but it was there, that there was a statement on the part of Rav Yehuda bar Ishtisa that I want my Shvisa to be at the midpoint, in addition to us having started on the journey. We continue in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shiyochol Arev, v'chulei. Before we discuss Rabbi Meir, we should note Rabbi Meir's Rabbi Meir on the Mishnah, where he had said, Kol Shu Yochol Arev, v'lo Irev, harehu chamer gomol. Rashi on the Mishnah explains that according to Rabbi Meir, this person who had started on the journey is definitely an Oni. Had he said that I want my Shvisa to be at a particular midpoint, so that would have been effective. However, since in our Mishnah he could have said Shvisasi b'mokom ploni but remained silent, so we have a doubt. There's an element of suffix whether his das is to be koine shvisa at the edge of his tchum or to remain in the current location where he is located as Shabbos sets in. As a result of this element of suffix, he's then classified as chamer gomel, and he has only the 2,000 amos between where he is now and the midpoint between the two communities. So at this point we are explaining Rav Meir in the Mishnah based on an element of suffix. That's as far as Rashi on the Mishnah is concerned. But now let's turn to our Gemara. Second line from the top of Amud Beis, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shiyochol Arev v'chulei. The Gemara asks, "Hotanino chadozinna? We have already learned this idea. It says, suffik, where there's an element of a suffik, a person had placed an eruv tchum down on Erev Shabbos, and it rolled outside the tchum, or it got burnt up, and you don't know when this took place. Did it take place on Friday? In which case it would not be an Erev, or did it take place after Shabbos set in? So that's the case of Sofek, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimrim, Hare, Zeh, Chamer, Gomel. So we already see that where there's an element of doubt, he becomes locked into a middle 2,000 Amor situation. Namely, he doesn't have a full 4,000 Amos in that direction, nor does he have 2,000 amos that he originally would have had to the other side of the city. So why is there a necessity of teaching our Mishnah when we already know this as Rabbi Meir's opinion in an element of suffix? Omar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes answers, Lo teimo taimo de Rabbi Meir. Don't explain Rabbi Meir as follows. Notice we now have two lines of Gemara in singular quotation marks, so we're basically saying, don't say the following. Sofek irev, sofek lo irev, hu tahave chamer gomel, avavadai lo irev lo have chamer gomel. That the only time that one is called chamer gomel is a case where he is in doubt as to whether there is an Eruv, but in a case where he definitely did not make an Eruv, so then he would not be a Chamer Gomel, Elo Afilu Vadai Lo Irev. Even in a case where he definitely did not make an Eruv, Have a Chamer Gomel. He could be a Chamer Gomel. Da'acha Vadai Lo Irev. In our case, he definitely did not make an Eruv. As we explained, this is a person that started on a journey. He made no verbal declaration as to reestablishing his Mokum Shvisa for Kohavi Chamer Gomel. And nevertheless, he is still classified as a Chamer Gomel. So even though you don't have the element of pure Suffake, but you have a case of, there is the element of suffix, as we said, he started on his journey, went back, and he didn't make a formal declaration when he could have. Even a case like that, he's called a chamer gomel. the Mishnah. Mi shiyotza chutz l'tchum, afilu amo achas lo yikones. A person who knowingly went beyond his tchum, even one amo, he cannot go back. He must stay where he is. Rabbi Elazar Omer, shtayim yikones, shalosh lo yikones. If he went out of his tchum two amos, he can still go back. If he went three amos, he cannot go back. There is a comment here of Rabbi Eliezer Lishitosa. This is what we've seen, based on what we've seen in the past in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that a person who leaves his tchum has four amos, a total of four amos, and he is in the middle of those four amos, so that he would have two amos in both directions. So the two amos that he has in the direction of the tchum that he just left touch upon the original tchum. That's called havloas tchumim, type of overlapping of tchumim, and that's what enables him to go back if he didn't go beyond, he didn't walk out of his tchum more than two amos. Before we continue in the Gemara, we note at the side under our no say, our topic heading, we've written Misha Ragloi Achas Besoicha Tchum, Veragloi Achas Tchutz L'Tchum, Haim Mutter Lo Likones. A person who has one leg within the Tchum and one leg beyond the Tchum, can he go back in? Omar Rebbe Hanina. And we should be assuming right now that we're learning according to the Tanakhama that said that a person who left his tchum even one amo is not allowed to go back. So in light of that opinion, Omar Rabbi Chanina, raglo achas besoit hatchum v'raglo achas chutz l'tchum, person who has one leg within his tchum and one leg out, lo ikonesin. Let's note, by the way, that there are two versions. We have an aleph, and a few lines later there's a beis, which represents an ikon diamri. So Rabbi Chanina tells us in this version that if he has one leg within and one leg out, he is in trouble. Lo yikones, he cannot go back. Dechtiv im toshiv mishabos raglecho. And in approaching this pasuk, we emphasize the way the pasuk is written, raglecho ksiv. The pasuk is a reference to, let us say, tchum Shabbos, and the word appears in the singular, raglecho, and the pasuk is saying that you must remain completely within your tchum without even one foot going beyond. And if one foot is extended beyond the tchum, so then you're frozen in that location. You cannot go back into your tchum. So based on the raglecho ksiv, the fact that the word appears as, even though it's read, raglecho, which is a plural expression, since the pasuk is emphasizing a singular leg, that is the basis of Rabbi Chanina's restrictive ruling. The Gemara asks, v'hotanya ragloi achas betzoicha tchum v'ragloi achas chutz l'tchum yikones. This Tanaic source is lenient. It says that if one foot is outside the tchum, he nevertheless can come back in. The Gemara answers, ha mani achirim hi. This is in accordance with the achirim. Another Tanaic opinion, desanya achirim omrim lamokim sherubo hu nizkar. Since we're describing a person who just took one step outside the tchum, most of his body, rubo, is still within the tchum, and according to the Achirim, your location is determined by where the majority of your person, of your body, is located. And Rubo, Rove of him, is still within the tchum. But Rabbi Chanina, that we underlined a few lines above, was not saying something based on the Achirim. Ika the Amri. Another version, Omar Rabbi Chanina, raglo achas besoichat chum, raglo achas chutz l'tchum, ikones. here you can see we've dashed underlined Yikones. You can contrast this with the dashed underlining under the first Lashon of Rabbi Chanina, where he had said Lo Yikones. Now, based on what does he say, that even though one foot extended beyond the Tchum, can he go back? Tichtiv im toshiv mi shabos raglecha. Raglecha karinon. We read it as plural, that the Pasuk is warning against a situation where your both feet left the Tchum. Question, v'ha tanya lo yikonais, but is there not a Tanaic source that says you cannot go back in? Hu di Omar. So the Rabbi Chanino's lenient ruling here is ke'achirim. The Sanya, the Achirim, who says that if you are still rove within the Tchum, even though one leg went beyond, you can return. The Sanya Lamokam Sharubo Hu Nizkar. He is associated or is considered where the majority of his person is located. And just having taken one step outside the Tchum, the majority of your person is still within your original Tchum. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Shtayim Yikones, Shalosh Lo Yikones. You'll notice we have a diamond here, and on the side of the Gemara there are no say mivne heading, the diamond is introduced, and we have written Liyashiv Stira Bedas Rabbi Lozer B'mishiyotze Chutz L'Tchum Shnei Amos. We're going to see what appears to be a contradiction within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer regarding someone who left his Tchum by two Amos. So in our Mishnah we saw Rabbi Lozer Omer Shtayim Yikones Shalosh Lo Yikones, that if he had gone two Amos outside his Tchum, he can still come back. Three, no. V'ha Tanya, here we have another source that says, Rabbi Lozer Omer, Achas Yikones, Shtayim Lo Yikones, that if he left his Tchum by one Amo, he can go back, but if he left by two, he cannot come back. Loi Kashya, there is no contradiction. Ha da Okar Chad V'kom Atarti, Ha da Okar Tarti V'kom Atlas. Rashi explains, and we can look together at the Rashi on the fourth wide line under the Gemara. Masnis and Okar Chado Shiotsu Mino Achas VeOmid Bishnia. He left Amo number one mark, and he's standing in Amo number two outside the Tchum V'Ochi Komar Im Bishtaim Oimed Yikones. If he's standing in the two Amo mark, within two Amos of having exited the Tchum, he can come back in. The Brisa says two, he cannot come back, means she yotza mikol hashtam. He left the two completely. If you left the two Amos completely, you cannot come back because you've entered the third Amah outside the Tchum, and that's too far. The Gemara continues, V'ha Tanya Rebbe Lezer Omer Afilu Amo Achas Lo Yikones. Is there not a Tanaic source featuring Rebbe Lezer that says even one Amo you cannot come back in? The Gemara says, Ki Tanya Ahi, that is referring to a very specific case, La Modeid Disnan. First we'll read a Tanaic source and then go over it by learning the Rashi. Disnan lemoidei shamru noisim al payim amo afilu sof midosoi kolo ba meora. The case of modeid literally is someone that is measuring. Rashi says lemoidei shechosh choloi, a person who was measuring and Shabbos said in V'Omar, and he said shvisosi b'mekoimi, I want my shvisa to be where I am right now. Umodeid alpayim sios beinonios, and from that point on, he now measures 2,000 average sized steps in the direction that he was going. Ulayi kones l'tchum ho'ir, maybe with that he will be able to get to within the city's boundaries. The kolu alpayim shelo, amo achas chutz l'tchum, and in his measuring, his 2,000 average size steps, it comes out, he comes out to be one amo outside of the city. Lo yikones, he is not allowed to go into the city. Shafilu apayim olichos oso l'tocho eino mutar lotzeis me'apayim. Truth be told, even if his 2,000 amos ended in the city, he still is restricted to that point. He can't walk throughout the whole city. Kinesnanu moidit shomru noisno apayim afilu sof midosu kol b'mora lo'el chahalon me'apayim. Rashi here is making a reference to that which we've learned in the past. Someone who was counting his 2,000 amos, and it turns out that it ends in the middle of a cave. He cannot go into the rest of the cave. The cave on Shemodar Alpayim, Levad Mokum Shvisos Shin Arba, since he was measuring 2,000 amos besides his initial 4 amos, Eino Yochol Avor Chutz Lapayim. So, in a case of Modeid, then we say that he cannot go even one amo beyond where his 2,000 amo measuring ended. And that's the Tanaic source that was quoted in the Gemara with reference to the cave, where the 2,000 amos of his measuring, that he was measuring on Shabbos through his average-sized steps, 2,000 average-sized steps, where that ends, you must stop, and you don't go even one more amo. And that's in contrast with the case of that Rabbi Elazar was talking about, was someone who had reached the end of a pre-measured tchum. In that case, we say that if he didn't go more than 2 amos beyond that pre-measured tchum, he can still go back into his original tchum. The Mishnah. Mi shehichshich chutz l'tchum. This is a person who was on the road, and Shabbos set in, and he was outside the tchum, even by one amo, afilu amo achas, lo yikones. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu chomesh esrei amos, yikones. Shein hamashuchos mematznes amidos memnei hatoyim. This will need explanation by looking at Rashi, and Rashi in fact has two versions as to what Rabbi Shimon is referring to. And he makes reference to a 15 amo, we'll call it realm or band of security. And the Gemara itself says, Tona mitnei to'e hamida. So now let us take a look at the Rashi on the Mishnah. Mi shehichshich sha'u bo baderech v'choshcholoi chutz l'tchum. He was on the road, and it got dark. Shabbos set in, and he was outside the tchum. Afilu chomesh esrei amo v'chulei. And Rashi says, lav dafka tezvav amo. The 15 amo reference is not exact. The second version of Rashi, again, here, like we saw earlier today, two versions of the sugya are presented. Here, there's a Lishna Achrin in the Rashi, and he says, Velo Shamativ, and he says, Dedafko Tesvov. We're talking specifically about 15 amos. So the Lishna Achrina, we will look at the second version of the Rashi. He says, Dafko Tezvov, Nokat, the Toe Hamida, the Gemara made reference to people who make a mistake in measuring. What is that? Hein Hamashuchos HaKoyven HaTchumin. These are people who measure the city boundaries. Gamil Kamon Peitzim Arbin, and it said later in the next parak, Eimodin El Bechevel Shechamishim Amo. The measurement of the city boundaries, the 2,000 amos establishing the tchum of the city, is measured with a rope of 50 amos. 50 goes into 2,040 times. So arboim chavolim yesh la'apayim. V'chochevel v'chevel mismayit shnei achizos shezetofes mikan v'zetofes mikan. As you are holding a rope of 50 amos in length with your partner in measuring, so your hand clasps a handbreadth at each end of the rope. V'achizo tefach v'chatzi etzba. The actual measurement of that is a handbreadth, v'chatzi etzba, and a half a finger. Hare shmoinim tfachim v'arboim etzbois. If you add up that 40 times, you come out with 80 hand breaths plus 40 fingers. Hoilin liyud tfachim. All total, the 40 fingers equals 10 more tfachim. Hare tishim tfachim shein chomesh esrei amos. That accounts for 15 amos. So that what really happens is that when you are measuring these 40 rope lengths outside the city, you're really coming out to 15 amos less than the full 2,000 amos. So that if you are, let us say, coming from outside the city and find that your tchum ends at a particular point, that your 2,000 amos marks at a particular point, and you see that, let's say, you're one amo away from the city's tchum. The truth is, you are considered within the city's tchum, and that's because the actual 2,000 amos extends more than what is marked off as the city's boundary. So then on a practical level, if, let us say, we had someone on a trip, he was coming toward a city, and he saw that darkness was setting in, and he says, I want my shvisa to be within the tchum of the city. And he starts measuring after Shabbos sets in by taking this 2,000 paces, and he finds himself, according to Rebbe Shimon, he finds himself an amo outside the tchum of the city. Truth is, he's within the tchum of the city, because the official marker of the tchum is actually 15 amos short of the full 2,000 amos. So that if he finds himself being an amo away from the marker that was set down, establishing the city's boundary, that marker by default is 15 amos short of the real 2,000 amo mark. So by his having declared that he wants his shvisa to be within the city's tchum, thereby becoming part of the city, and his discovering that his 2,000 amos that he measured comes very close to the mark placed down outside the city by the tchum measurers, he truthfully is within the tchum of the city, as we already explained. And this discrepancy is what the Gemara calls the Toei Hamida, the people who, by default, there is an error in the measure, as we explained. That is the conclusion of the fourth perek of Eruvin. Before we begin the Mishnah, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. There are diagrams that may be beneficial in the Pirush Chai as we begin this perek. On page 99, you'll see a picture of a city, and at a corner of the city, there is a house that juts out further than the rest of the city. And another picture indicates at the bottom of the page what's called a pogum, and you can see how that's illustrated. Now the Mishnah. Ketzad ma'abrin es ha'orim. How does one establish the boundaries of a city? Now the term ma'abrin reminds you of the word ibor. Ibor is a pregnancy in which the pregnant mother, the belly, is extended. So that in a city, even if you don't have a smooth wall running around the city, but rather you have certain things that are abutting beyond the rest of the city, we will be extending this, we will be drawing the city's line, the limit, from that point. After that, a belt or a band of 70 and two-thirds amos is provided, and only after that do we start measuring the 2,000 amos. And we're relying heavily on the illustration so that you can see it very clearly in the Pirush Chai on page 99. So the Mishnah mentions how is an ibor of a city established. So bayis nichnos, bayis yotze, one house protrudes more than another house. Pogum nichnas, pogum yotze. That's the second illustration that you can see on that page. Hoyu shom gedudios gvos asora tfochim. If there were gedudios that had a height of 10 tfochim outside the city, this you can see in illustration number 3 at the top of page 100. We continue at the top of Nun Gimel Omen Aleph. Ugshorim unefoshos sheshben beis dira. You might have a bridge. Page 32 has an illustration of a bridge, but according to the Mishnah, it's a bridge with some type of house attached to it or on it. A bridge with a house on it. Or nefoshos. Nefoshos is a type of grave marker that have a domicile, a dwelling on it. You might have a, let's say, a graveyard attendant might have a base dira associated with a nefesh, a tomb marker. There's an illustration of that, illustration 4. So these things, if they are near the city, they're within 70 and two-thirds amas of a city, they tend to extend the boundary of the city. Motsin es hamido kinegdon, v'oysen oyso kemin tavla murubas, the measure starts from beyond them, whereby we form a tavla murubas. You can see illustration number 5, where he features the bayis yotze example. A tavla murubas is a square format. Kedeshe niskaras hazovios. By having a square format, you, as opposed to a circular boundary established, you gain the corners. And this is illustrated in illustration number 6. In the illustration number 6, the aleph are the zovios. That's the corners that you gain by establishing a square form of the city, as opposed to a round, as something just circular drawn around the city, giving you more length in which to walk on Shabbos. So with that, we conclude our shiur for today.